Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebenew. The Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine is hopeful that two injured seals can soon be released back into the ocean. A White Harbor seal found on the beach in Strathmere with severe wounds had to have one of its flippers amputated, but he's healing and gaining weight, and there is a gray seal pup that was likely pecked by seagulls on the beach in Belmar, who is now on the mend and is eating on its own. The U.S. is once again part of the Paris Climate Accord. World leaders are applauding Friday's formal return, saying it's symbolic and important. The Trump administration had announced the U.S. withdrawal with the Paris Accord in 2019, but it did not take effect until November 4th, 2020. Due to reports of swelling lymph nodes following COVID vaccinations, medical experts are recommending that women schedule mammograms prior to getting their first COVID-19 vaccine dose or 4 to 6 weeks after the second dose.
Mammograms can find things not only in the breast, but also under the arm.
Dr. Arnold Baskies with the Rowan School of Medicine says the idea is to avoid a false positive for breast cancer. Have you seen any of them? Jared Maples of the Jersey Office of Homeland Security says a disinformation campaign about the dangers of the COVID vaccine has been launched online to try and scare and confuse people.
If you hear something that just seems off, like this vaccination program killing you, for example, you need to come to the right resources and places to get that information from.
He adds vaccine falsehoods and myths are being spread by domestic extremists, bad actors from foreign countries, and the mentally unstable. A Light Up the Night celebration will be held tonight, virtually, on YouTube, in honor of Stephanie Nicole Pars, the young Freehold woman who, in 2019, investigators say was killed by her boyfriend, John Osbilgin, who had a history of domestic violence. Stephanie's dad, Ed Pars, says,
"This is more of a celebration of her life. Keep her name out there. We have the hashtag RememberMe, which is attached to everything we do now."
The hour-long virtual event celebrating what would have been Stephanie's 27th birthday today starts at 7 p.m. tonight. Pars says it will be filled with music, entertainment, speeches, and a surprise finale that not even he knows about. In sports today, the Sixers host the Bulls at 7:30 on Wall Street this morning. The Dow rose 134 and sits at 31,627 as of lunchtime. Weather today, a wintry mix through the afternoon that could leave a few inches of snow in spots, maybe an inch or two here and there, and a wintry mix into tonight, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy, some flurries possible, lows in the mid-20s. I'm Vin Ebenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.